We did some good things in the scraps of the ball we got. I thought we attacked really well. We scored some good tries. We put them under pressure, but we couldn't build any real pressure on them because we didn't keep hold of the ball long enough. And when they did get the ball, we give penalties away. So it was just continuous pressure for us on the back of some tired bodies from last week.
Something like 16-7 penalties against us. Discipline, were you?
No, because we didn't give penalties away last week. Very low penalty count last week, so... it was refereed a bit differently today, which is a worry for the game. But, you know, I still expect to give a penalty away and defend tough, and we didn't do that today.
20 points to 6 lead, though. Wigan, with that type of advantage, you wouldn't expect them to concede it?
No, you wouldn't, but when you turn the ball over like we did and then defend and give penalties away, something's going to give. And we give some soft tries away, so it's really disappointing how we finished. And I'm proud of the effort the players put in, but you know, to do that and get nothing out of the game was pretty poor.
What were the positives then you take from it?
When we got the small amount of ball we got, we scored tries. I thought we troubled them continuously. In the first 10 minutes, we had 3 opportunities to score. We didn't take them, but we're creating them opportunities. And I know my players are smart, and they will get it. They will fire up, and we'll get them tries scored and put teams under pressure. But we just need to happen pretty quickly.
Some will say the efforts against Brisbane might have left you tired and weary. What would you say to that?
It probably did, Trevor. There's no doubt about that. It's a tough game, the Brisbane game. And, you know, we played 90 minutes, and you know, but that's the way it is. We chose to do it. I still think we could have come here and won the game, you know, quite comfortably, but just done with the ball and just not acceptable.
Would you do the same again, playing Brisbane?
Absolutely. I'd play a midweek game, no question with that. You know, I enjoy playing in games, I like coaching in games, and it's what our sport's all about.
Now, you've got Castleford next week, short turnaround. I mean, their side is only lost by a couple of points each game.
Yeah, but they're in an habit of losing, and I know how hard it is. A similar position to what we've been in today, with a lot of efforts coming in, but they've got nothing out of it, so they'll be pushing to get the win, but we'll be pushing after today as well, so... It's they need to watch out. You know what? I'm aware of that. They can play, but we can play as well.
You've 4 changes in the side today: Sanderson, Bowen, Crosby. You've got Lockers out as well. Are you liable to have anybody back for next week?
Yeah, Dom Crosby and Daniel should be okay. Lockers has still got a few weeks left, so you know that will help having them 2 fresh bodies back for us.
Matty Bowen, what's the situation?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He rested today, so he'll be back next Friday. He'll be fighting fit and hopefully give us something else on the back.
I've known you a long time. You seem to take this defeat a little bit less harsh than you do some.
Because I know we was a bit dumb, and I do understand that when we did get the ball, we scored. So it's an odd one to take because I'm frustrated. But the players understand it's real simple. Keep hold of the ball, we win games, and that's what we need to do quickly.